Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Brachos Daf Mem Vav, Brachos 46, and in today's Daf Yomi, the Gemara tells us a story to indicate who is supposed to recite the blessing over bread at a meal, which are the members of the meal, and who is supposed to say the Zimun, the blessing, the Berkat HaMazon at the end of the meal. So the story is that Rabbi Zeira Chalash, Rabbi Zeira got sick, all agabe Rabbi Avohu. Rabbi Avohu went to visit Rabbi Zeira to try and Bimvaker home to visit the sick. Kabi Ole I Mitbach, he said to himself, he said basically like an oath, he accepted upon himself, I Mitbach, Katina Harich Shaki, if the small man who has scorched thighs, that's how he was referring to Rabbi Zeira, if he will be healed, Avina Yoma Tov Rabban, he said, I'm going to make a Yom Tov for the rabbis. So this is a reference to making a meal. Why is Rabbi Zeira referred to as Katina Harech Shaki, the small one with the scorched thighs? So here this is a reference to a story that appears in Bava Metzia 85a. And there we're told that Rabbi Zeira actually fasted three separate fasts, Each fast was a period of 100 days. The first fast he fasted so that he should forget the Babylonian Talmud now that he was in the land of Israel. The second fast was that he should not become a leader of the community, a communal leader, because he didn't want to be involved in communal responsibilities. And the third fast was that he should not be burnt by the fires of Gehenim. And every 30 days, according to the Gemara there, he used to check himself so that to make sure that the fire of the oven, he would go into an oven and he would see if the heat of the oven, he would go in there after it was warmed up and he would see if that heat was burning him. And so he would check himself, and indeed, he wasn't being burnt. But then the other rabbis saw what he was doing, and they put their eyes on him. They gave him an ayin hara, and he got scorched. He got hurt. And so from that point on, he was called Katan Harech Shaki, the Katina, the small one who has scorched thighs. So the Pesach Einayim asked the question, why did Rabbi Avohu call him by this name? Why didn't he just say, if Rabbi Zeira got healed? So the answer that he gives is because he bases it on the idea that when a person is in distress, it's good to mention all the merits that he has in order to arouse the Melitza Yosher, the interceders for good above. And so therefore, the idea that Rabbi Zeira used to check himself by a fire had become very publicized, and everybody knew about it because the rabbis gave him an ayin hara. And so therefore, from the fact that he was called this by this expression, it also caused that many people began to change their ways, and they also began to be fearful of sin. And so therefore, this name was a reminder that this was a person who inspired so many people to repent. Also, so what happened on this day, that Rabbi Avohu said, I'm going to make a Yom Tov Rabbanan, which means he's going to make a meal. We see from here an important concept that any day which has more simcha, more rejoicing in it, and therefore make a festival about it, that's worthy of being called a Yom Tov. And we also see from here the concept that if a person is healed, a person should make a Suda Soda, a person should make a meal of gratitude to Hashem. So he made a meal for all of the rabbis. So he didn't just make a meal. He didn't just make a small meal. He didn't, when he promised, he said, I'll make a Yom Tov Rabbanan. But when he actually made the meal, he made it for all the rabbis, L'kul Rabbanan. And when it came time to say the Berkat HaMotzi at the beginning of the meal, Kimato Mishrei, when it came time to make the bracha, he said, Rabbi Avohu said to Rabbi Zeira, Lishro Eimar, you make the bracha for us. And so Rabbi Zeira said, no, lo several amar, lohad Rabbi Yochanan, damar bala bayis botzeya. So he said, why should I make the bracha? Don't you know that Rabbi Yochanan taught that the bala bayis, the person who's hosting the meal, is supposed to make the bracha? Commentaries point out that, of course, Rabbi Avohu knew this, but Rabbi Avohu thought that since the meal was being made in Rabbi Zeira's honor, the Rabbi Zeira should be the one to make the bracha. And Rabbi Zeira said, no, that that you, Rabbi Avoh, should make the bracha. So then, indeed, Rabbi Zera made the bracha. Sharolahu. So, kimat levruche, when it came time to do the birkat hamazon, Rabbi Avoh said to Rabbi Zera, nivarach on mar, you should be the one to lead us in the birkat hamazon. So Rabbi Zera said to Rabbi Avoh, no, I don't agree with that, because I follow the position of Rav Huna de Mimbavel, who said, what Rav Huna de Mimbavel said, that botzeh mivarach, that the one who has the blessing, who said the blessing at the beginning, he's the one who's supposed to do the birkat hamazon at the end. V'iu commands Firole, and Rabbi Avoh, who wanted Rabbi Zera to make the blessing, who did he follow? Well, he followed the position of Rabbi Yochanan, the name of Rabbi Shimon Yochai, who says, Balabayas botzea v'oreach mivarach. He said that the head of the household is the one who's supposed to make the blessing, but the guest is supposed to lead the zimun. And what's the reason why the Balabayas is supposed to make the blessing? Kedei sheyivtze ba'ayin yafa. Because we want the person who's the leading the meal to make the blessing and then to distribute the food with a generous eye. And we're worried that if a person who's not the Balabayas for the meal is going to be the one to make the blessing, then what can happen is he's not going to know how much food there is, or he's going to be careful, he's going to be more stingy. And so since we want him to be generous, therefore the person who's leading the meal is the one who should make that blessing and give out the food. And on the other hand, the oreach is mevarech, that the person who is the guest is supposed to make the blessing on the birkat hamazon, kedei sheyivarech balabayas, because we want, as part of the birkat hamazon, for him to add a special blessing for the head of the household. So why does Rabbi Avoh think, why did Rabbi Zera say that the one who makes the blessing in the beginning is also the one who's supposed to say the birkat hamazon? Because the simple explanation is this, that one person should make all the blessings so that we don't say, oh, the first person who started the blessings didn't do it right and therefore we're switching it. So it was also done out of a way of sensitivity, of making sure that everybody was honored properly and not embarrassed.